Hey, Tom and Joanne Doyle here. I should have started with Shalom.
That's right.
And welcome to the Uncharted Ministries podcast. And Joanne, we've done podcasts before. We usually do them in our office
That's
at home,
right.
But look at where we are.
Can you believe this? Overlooking Jerusalem. Here we are in this beautiful place. The day is windy, it's sunny, but we are so excited to be here. Tom, why don't you tell everyone some of the things that we see behind us?
Yeah. So actually, just to the left of us, we're looking at the mountains of Moab. Probably can't see them from where you are, but behind us, to my right, is the Mount of Olives, the place where Jesus ascended to heaven and the place where he's going to return one day to earth. Behind us directly is Mount Zion. And a beautiful part of Jerusalem, Zion became synonymous with Jerusalem. There are Zionists, people that want to come back to Israel, some people that want to live in Israel before it was the state of Israel. And then also we have the city of David, which was the original Jerusalem. It's where Jerusalem began when King David took the city from the Jebusites and ever since then, there's been a 3,000-year continuous history of Jews living in Jerusalem. Pretty special to be here, right, Joanne?
Totally. And of course, you can see, you can't miss the Dome of the Rock, which is on the Temple Mount where the first and the second temple once stood. And that always takes my breath away to think that is where Jesus walked. He performed many miracles there. Mm-hmm. Can't believe that we're in Israel. And the interesting timing is here we are. Today is, what is today? February
29th. Yes.
We're still in the midst of the Israel war, sadly, that started on October 7th. And our hearts have been utterly broken watching what's happening here in the land that we love so much,
right,
amongst the people that we love so much. But we felt like we needed to come here again a second time. We were here in December. We're here again now to stand with Israel, to show the people here that we love them, and to do anything that we can to come alongside them, not just with our words, but also
with
our presence.
We call it a goodwill solidarity tour. And of course, we have our dog tags on, bring them home for the hostages that are still in Gaza. And we're praying for them. How many days is it for them?
I think today is maybe day 147 or 148, way too many days. And there's about 130 plus hostages that are still being held captive. And the IDF is doing everything they can to, number one, get rid of Hamas, but also to rescue every single one of those hostages. So please be in continual prayer. I know you have been, but join us every day as we pray for their safe rescue or release. And wearing these dog tags is our tangible reminder. Every time I reach down and touch this on my neck, I pray for those that are being held captive, that God would shield them, that he would protect them. We know terrible things are happening to them.
That's right. That's right.
Just devastating to think about. And praying for the soldiers, men and women both, that are putting their lives on the line every single day.
And we'll be visiting many of them. We're actually sponsoring a barbecue.
That's right.
Up around Ariel. We'll be doing that. In fact, you can follow us on our journey if you get on the Uncharted Ministries Telegram channel, right, Joanne?
Exactly. And that's a fun place to get little updates of what's going on that you may not hear on the news. Also, what we're doing while we're here. But we have a team of 11 with us, a couple of staff members, and some dear friends that are champion supporters of Uncharted. And we're so thrilled and so honored to be here in the land. Tell a little bit, Tom, of what we're going to do while we're here.
So we're going to walk the people through the schedule here in a minute, Joanne, but let's start with Scripture. How often do we get a chance to read Scripture in Jerusalem overlooking this spectacular site here as we look at the old city right now?
Perfect. Well,
Psalm 125, just the first couple of verses. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion right behind us. As the mountain surrounds Jerusalem, the Lord surrounds his people both now and forevermore.
Oh, what a beautiful truth of what's happening today. In the midst of this war, God continues to surround his people. That doesn't mean difficult and tragic things might still happen, but God's presence is still here as he has promised from the beginning of time. Okay, the verse I want to read, one of my favorite verses, is in Micah. Micah 7, 7, and 8. Therefore, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be light to me. And my take on verse 7 of Micah 7, 7, and a dear friend of mine, Linda Dillo, shared this with me years and years ago. Mm-hmm. She calls this her rocking chair verse, and now I call it my rocking chair verse. And what it says basically, I'm going to look for the Lord. I am waiting for God, my Savior. He will hear me. So in a rocking chair, we walk forward, and then we rock back and forth. And so sometimes we pray for something, and it feels like we pray and pray and pray, but God doesn't answer. So it's like in a rocking chair. I rock forward. I'm waiting. I'm looking expectantly. Is this the day God's going to answer my prayer? Not yet. So I rock back. I wait expectantly because I know my God will hear me. And I get in that rhythm of looking expectantly, but waiting patiently, rocking forward and back until one day God does answer that prayer, whatever it would be. And the second part of this verse in verse 8 is just beautiful and a picture of what is happening today. The enemy may be rejoicing over what's happening, that there's still hostages being held. But God goes on to say, though we sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light and we will arise. Israel will arise and be victorious. We've seen that pattern throughout history, throughout time, and it's going to happen again. They're already defeating Hamas. They are winning this war. It's just a matter of time before it's over and those hostages, those captives, are rescued and set free.
And so, Joanne, I'm going to go back to my verse because I left out a really important part. You'll have to excuse us. We've been filming the last 2 days, 8 stories from our books, and so our brains are not real active.
Little brain
but we
death.
Just had a cup of coffee and some dark chocolate and feel a lot better. So this is the most important part. And this is a verse about faith. So if you're worried about the world situation, if you have health concerns, if you have family issues, just remember this. Psalm 125, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. Here's the part I forgot. Which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forevermore. And God says, if you have faith and you have trust in me, you will not be shaken. No matter what happens to the world, no matter what we see on the nightly news that distresses us, it makes us want to have a panic attack. The Lord is faithful and true to his promises.
That's right.
And you will not be shaken if you trust in him.
Amen. Oh my gosh, that's beautiful, especially with what's going on in our world today. Not just what's happening in Israel, but what's happening in America. The anti-Semitism that's worldwide, our own economy that's collapsing, the evil that we're seeing. There's so much. What is truth these days? Truth is no longer truth. Truth is defined as whatever you want it to be. And that is not what God says. So reading verses like this brings back that stable foundation that we all long for.
So we're seeing some good positive signs when it comes to the spiritual war that's happening in the heavenlies. We look at Israel right now, and there's a physical war. And there really is around the world globally for morality and values. Anything that's rooted in a Judeo-Christian background is being pushed away and discarded. And so today we're seeing things that are happening with the gospel, and they're giving us encouraging signs. One of the ministries we have is I Found the Truth, ifoundthetruth.com. And it was really just about a year ago that we were averaging maybe 4,000 views of these videos of former Muslims giving their testimonies about how they found Jesus, how they suffered, and how they overcame all that they were going through, maybe 4,000 a month. Now it's up to about 1.3 million a month. And our latest film that we released, Abdu Murray, is about to hit 2 million views.
Yeah.
So that's of Muslims that are questioning the Islamic religion and also interested in knowing more about Jesus. It also reflects Christians that are meeting Muslims. Maybe they have Muslim neighbors. Maybe their city has all of a sudden a whole lot of refugees. They don't know what to do. Do they ignore them? Do they reach out to them? They're learning how they can share the gospel with them and befriend them and bring them the love of Christ. So those are encouraging signs that we're seeing. And remember this, the physical war on the ground is just merely a reflection of the spiritual war raging in the heavenlies. And we're in a spiritual battle. Above all, that's what's happening right now. And as we hear the call to prayer in Jerusalem, just as if it's right on cue, right,
I know,
Joanne?
Right? Yeah.
We want you to pray for our friends in the Gaza Strip. There's only three churches in Gaza. These believers obviously do not like the Hamas rule. They wish they could do something to change it. They've hung in there for centuries with fanatical Islam ruling the Gaza Strip, and they've stayed. The Gaza Baptist Church recently sustained some damage to where the building almost collapsed. It's still standing, but major work needs to be done. That's just one of the churches there. And then also, there are former Muslims who love Jesus now that are secret believers in Gaza.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And they need your prayers too. They've been through a lot, and we're lifting them up daily, praying for their survival as the war goes on. Right, Joanne?
Exactly, exactly. You know, there is power in prayer. Sometimes we think, prayer is our last resort, or that's just something we'll do on the side. That is not how God views prayer. Prayer is, I think of the temple, when you go back, the priests came in and they would offer that incense on the altar, and that would rise up to God as a pleasing aroma, and it was the prayer of the saints. Prayer is important. I love what E.M. Bounds says. Prayer is the thin vein that moves the hand of God. So please don't underestimate the power of praying every single day about the things that are happening in our world around us and things that are happening on the other side of the ocean. No matter what it is important to God. Every soul matters, as we often say in our ministry.
That's so true. And
so don't give up. When you feel hopeless, drop to your knees and bring those needs to the Lord.
Amen. So we're here on a solidarity tour, a goodwill tour with Israel. And we as evangelical believers say this, we should be the best friends that Israel has.
That's right.
When the world is turning their back on them, when anti-Semitism is growing, look at what's happening just in America alone. It's heartbreaking to see. It's some of our major universities, what's happening. The imam's really getting revved up.
Yeah,
you can hear
this.
Them echoing. But anyway, here we are in this solidarity tour, and maybe you'll want to go on one of these with us in the future. So tomorrow, we are privileged to dedicate an ambulance and an ambucycle, which is a motorcycle that's built up with a rescue unit on it, on a motorcycle so they can get through the traffic when it's gridlock and nothing will stop them. And we're privileged to dedicate those tomorrow at Magan David Adom, the blood bank, the National Blood Bank in Israel. And that's going to be a special time, right,
Joanne? That's going to be special, too. We've also asked if we can give blood. We can't do it at the blood bank, but we're hoping that our team will be able to do that tomorrow as well. So that's very special, which, by the way, back to the ambulance and the ambucycle, thank you for those of you that helped fund that. We know that it was a combination of a lot of people giving to allow this to happen. Thank you so much for being a part of that.
An ambulance is over $100,000. And when we were presented with the opportunity to help, the money came in just a matter of a few days.
It was
amazing. In fact, the whole Doyle family got involved.
That's right.
Even our grandkids emptied their piggy banks.
That's
right, Joanne?
Exactly.
It was so special. So that's tomorrow. Later on, we'll be visiting an army base to meet with soldiers and hear what they've experienced through the war. We need to pray for them. Many of them have been away from their families for months. They might get to go home every other weekend. This takes a toll on a marriage, and it's not easy to parent your children when you're away.
That's right.
So we want to pray for the soldiers, the men and women who are serving faithfully in the IDF, the reservists.
Mm-hmm.
So that's day one. We'll get back to Jerusalem. We'll spend Shabbat at the Western Wall, and we'll get ready for the next day. And what are we doing on that next day, Saturday, as we go up north, Joanne?
Yes, we're going to be going up north, up to the border near Lebanon and Syria, looking in there. But we've got another group of soldiers that we were so blessed with your help to be able to buy them a ranger that they take up to the top of the
Golan Heights.
Heights to bring things up and bring things down,
equipment
and all of that. So we're going to get to go do that, to see these soldiers and to thank them for their hard work and the effort of the war. And then what are we doing next?
And then we come home, and we come home to our hotel. We are privileged because
right.
a woman who's become a spokesman for hostage families is Rachel Goldberg Polin. Is that how they
That's
say the last
correct.
Name?
Yeah.
And she's going to be meeting with us and telling her story about her son, Hirsch, that was kidnapped. In fact, when the Hamas terrorists took him, he actually lost part of his arm.
His dominant arm. And in the video, you see part of his bone kind of hanging out of his arm. So
horrible.
That is the last image they have of their son. But Rachel has been an incredible spokesman for all the hostages seeking to get their release and all of that. So we're so honored to be able to meet her, to hear her story, to pray with her.
She's a woman of virtue. And even just something personally she did during the hostage crisis, she decided to do something, Joanne. What is that?
And women, you can relate to this. She decided to, two things that she did. One thing is every day she puts a piece of masking tape on her shirt with the number of how many days it's been since her son and the rest of the captives have been held hostage. Then another thing that she's done, which as a woman, this is what I think is pretty amazing, is she has chosen not to wear any makeup until her son and the rest of the hostages are released. Mm. So she's making some tangible effort, something to show the world and I'm sure her own heart that life is different right now. And she's making some tiny sacrifices as she uses her voice.
That's right.
Wherever she can use it, she's been all around the world advocating for these hostages.
I think the piece of tape with the number on the day that it is of how long they've been hostages and going without makeup. These are signs of mourning. This sounds
That's
very
true.
Old Testament
Grieving.
To me, like renting their clothes, sackcloth and ashes.
That's right.
She's doing this for everybody to see. How can she celebrate when her son is captive
That's
in
right.
Gaza? So we'll be That's privileged right. to listen to her. The next day, we head south and we go to Sderot. We go to Kfar Aza. We go down to Ofakim. We'll look at the vehicle graveyard where so many of the vehicles at the Nova Festival were destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going down there to show our team what happened, tell the story, let the locals from down there who experienced October 7th tell their story, and we're going to pray for them.
Yeah.
Just spend time praying for the land of Israel, praying for people that live here, and for all the horrible things that happened, that God would turn it back and there'd be a fresh beginning, a new beginning in Israel, as many Jews we're hearing are starting to pray to God
That's
again.
Right. Praise
There's
God.
Many atheists and many agnostics that live in Israel that just gave up a belief in God years ago, but this is bringing them back
Praise the Lord.
To their faith. And we're also seeing many of them are open to hearing about who Jesus really is. As questions come to Messianic Jewish believers, is this about Gog and Magog? Could this be Armageddon? What's happening? Orthodox are asking Jewish believers in Jesus questions. And that's a good thing, right, Joanne?
Very good, very good. You know, we see this again, this pattern we see in Scripture. Israel starts straying away from God, and oftentimes he's allowed the enemies that surround Israel to rise up against them. And then in desperation, the children of Israel would call out to God.
Mm-hmm.
And as they did, of course, he was always in his mercy, drawing them back to his heart. And then that pattern, that cycle repeated over and over again. So it is beautiful in the midst of all the heartache to see so many people returning to calling out to the one true God. So we have a few other things on our dock. We're
later.
Hoping to go to a hospital to visit
That's
some
right.
that are injured. There's a few other things on
yeah,
our
Yeah, later
itinerary.
That day after we go down to
Sderot.
By the Gaza border, we'll be doing a barbecue for about 200 soldiers.
That's right.
We're going to be flipping steaks and hamburgers and chicken and all that kind of stuff. Not be doing pork sausage, that's for sure, but we'll be having a lot of fun with some soldiers that are serving in the biblical area of Samaria. It's known commonly today as the West Bank. We hope to encourage them. We have small gifts. Lots of other things we're going to be doing. And we feel utterly privileged to be here as evangelical believers, Jesus followers, spreading the love of Jesus to everyone we meet, showing Israel that we stand with them, showing Palestinians who love Jesus that we're praying for them and we're pulling for them to be able to survive this ordeal in Gaza with Hamas shooting at them and there's war going on. We're praying for them. We need an evangelical presence in Gaza, and we're praying to God He keeps that intact.
That's
so
right.
Maybe you'll want to join us sometime on a Goodwill Solidarity trip to Israel.
We'd love to bring you with us. Oh my goodness, and your life would be forever changed. The people here are precious. You will love them and they will love you. So we'd love to bring you here.
That's right. Thanks for joining us today, Tom and Joanne Doyle, Uncharted Ministries in Jerusalem. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks so much, everyone.